If you're new to real estate and frustrated by how long it's taking to see results, or if you've been doing it for a while and frustrated that it's not going better or happening faster, then this video is for you. Get ready to learn why it's so hard to get started investing in real estate and exactly what it takes to really be successful. Coming up.
Go to 8weekacademy.com to claim your free copy of Jerry Norton's most popular training. In it, he reveals his blueprint for making $100,000 per year with real estate.
If you're new here to this channel, I'm Jerry Norton with FlippingMastery.com, and this channel is all about ways to help you make money wholesaling and flipping real estate so you can live your dream life. Be sure to subscribe and turn on the bell notifications so you don't miss new videos. Maybe you've seen the sensational YouTube title headlines, Brand New Investor Makes $100,000 in His First Month Wholesaling Houses. Stories where people have instant success can be inspiring, and while I love an underdog and while I love overnight success stories as much as the next person, and while I've been known to oversimplify making money in real estate, the reality is for most people, it's not overnight. It's long and slow and full of setbacks, and for most, it's a drawn-out process of grinding and sacrificing. Now, if that's not what you wanted to hear, I'd stop watching this video right now, but if you want to really understand how to achieve ongoing, sustainable success, then keep watching. There are two universal laws that I want to discuss that I believe apply to all people, regardless of race, religion, background, experience, or anything else. The first universal principle is the law of sacrifice. Now, the law of sacrifice says that in order to achieve something great, an equivalent or equal sacrifice must be made. Something I often tell my kids is the value of something is only ever equal to the sacrifice it took to get it. Now, I recently spent some time with one of my elite mentoring students who said to me, I want to build a six-figure income flipping houses so I can replace my job, but I don't want to lower my current standard of living or take any risks to get there. In other words, I want the prize without sacrificing to earn it. This is a prevalent mindset today, and it's easy to see in others, and it requires a real self-evaluation in ourselves. Ask yourself, what are you really, truly willing to sacrifice to achieve your goals? If you really want to own your own business, work from home, doing something you love, and earn a six-figure income doing it, what are you willing to give up to achieve it? Here's a diagram I show my teenage kids to help them really grasp this concept. This is the path that correlates with freedom and money. As a young adult in the beginning, the path where you have money and freedom is very wide. And the reason is because you live at home and your expenses are low. Even for starting out in life as a single person, your expenses are lower, so your money goes a lot further. But what happens if you don't sacrifice early on to start a business or invest or gain valuable financial skills? Then as time goes on, your freedom becomes less and less. The money doesn't go as far. Maybe you want a nicer apartment or to buy your own house. You're tired of driving a beater car. And if you take the path of getting a job where you work for someone, then the increase in income is rarely equal to the cost of living, especially if you want to increase your standard of living, and especially if you want to have a family. Now, I tell my kids, on the flip side, if you sacrifice now and save and invest your money and put energy into learning financial literacy and start doing side hustles in your free time, then at first, in the beginning, you'll feel more restricted, right? At first, your freedom will seem less than your friends. Maybe they're driving a nicer car or staying out late having fun with their friends while you're busting your butt in the grind. But as time goes on, while their freedom shrinks, yours will grow and expand. Your sacrifice will begin to pay off, and the time will come when your income will grow substantially more than your peers, and your freedoms will become greater and greater. I tell my kids about my humble start in real estate 16 years ago, how I worked on my real estate business before and after work and on weekends while still working a full-time job. But since I was already 27 years old at that time and married with a few kids, it was extremely difficult and required intense sacrifice. Now, if you're in that situation right now, you better go into this business with your eyes wide open. I did a video where I talked all about how I got started and the price I paid and how I was so determined to succeed that it was never a matter of if, but when I would be successful. Now, for a real look at what it takes, be sure to check out that video. I'll put the link in the description below and you can watch it later. But the point is, you can sacrifice that thing you want now and save and invest and build a successful business, or you can spend the money or go into debt to have it now and then sacrifice later when you're a greeter at Walmart when you're 65. But make no mistake, the universe or God or whatever higher power you believe in requires a sacrifice must be paid. So what about the overnighters who have instant success? What about the people who seem to just get lucky? Now, this applies to them as well. Anybody can get to the top, but staying at the top still requires a price to be paid. While it's true some people get results very quickly, in almost every case, they go through a serious learning curve. Now, I honestly think the worst thing that could happen to someone is they have instant success in real estate and make a bunch of money on their first deal or two, because in almost every instance where I've seen that, their next two or three deals are disastrous and they lose more money than they gained on the first two deals. Why is that? I hope you know the answer. They haven't paid the price to learn how to sustain doing profitable deals. Why are 80% of lottery winners bankrupt within a few years? Or why are NFL football players bankrupt within a few years of retirement? The answer is simple. They didn't sacrifice to learn the principles of wealth creation and therefore cannot keep the money. Since I specialize in wholesaling and flipping, I believe that if you want to learn the mechanics of creating a sustainable six or even seven figure income, wholesaling and flipping houses, then be sure to check out my mentor and partner program called Fast Track, where I show you step by step exactly how to build the business. Go to fasttrackwithjerry.com to register for a free training to learn all the details. But honestly, my Fast Track program or any other advanced training is only 10% of the total equation. And while that's still critical, the most important real estate of all is the real estate between your ears, including a firm understanding of the law of sacrifice and a die-hard resolution to pay the piper. Without a firm resolution and eager willingness to pay the price, nothing I teach or anyone else will matter. Now, the next reason I want to address why it's so hard to get started investing in real estate is due to another universal principle called the law of momentum. The law of momentum means that anything of value requires extreme effort to build traction in the beginning, but once that traction gains speed, it moves faster and faster. That means your first deal is 10 times harder than your 10th deal, and your 10th deal is 10 times harder than your 100th deal. To illustrate this, let me use an analogy I call the boulder analogy. When you first start out wholesaling or flipping or really any business endeavor, it's like you're pushing a boulder up a hill. It's heavy and it takes all of your effort and strength to just gain an inch, so you're moving along at what feels like a snail pace. It's a fight to just gain another inch, and sometimes you even slip and lose some ground. It's like two steps forward and one step back. But if you persevere, two things will happen. Either the incline will get less steep as time goes on until the path is level, or a moment in time will come when you'll reach the top of the hill. In either situation, you've paid the required sacrifice, and now your forward motion is moving downhill, and that means the boulder starts to roll without you pushing it, and it picks up more and more speed. Now, the incline of the hill and the length and duration of the climb and the size of the boulder and the velocity of speed is different for everyone, but let's just say that the top of the hill is your 15th deal, and it requires you 2 years to push your boulder to the top of your hill. Now, it may look like this, 6 months to get to deal one. Then the incline goes down some and the next 6 months aren't nearly as hard to push the boulder, but it's still uphill and it's still hard and you've gotten stronger and the incline is less, so you get two deals completed in the second 6 months. So all in all, you did three deals in year one. Then year two starts and you get four deals completed in the next 6 months. So you're getting stronger, but it's still uphill and it's still slow progress. But then things start to really click and you get eight deals done in the second 6 months of year two. And by the time you hit deal 15, you've reached the top of the hill and now you round that corner and you start heading downhill. Someone calls you to accept an offer you made 6 months ago. Your ability to talk to sellers and close deals happens more naturally. You really understand your market. You have several cash buyers that want your deals. Then things start to really pick up speed and happen what seems like without any effort. That's momentum. Now let me take this same analogy and apply it to profit per deal. When I first started, I was doing on average 3,000 to 5,000 profit wholesale deals. Now, eventually I transitioned to also doing fix and flips that made about $25,000 per deal. Then I started working on fix and flips that made $75,000 per deal. And then I started doing some six-figure flips ranging from 100 to 250,000 per deal. And then I hit the top of my boulder and my hill, and the velocity of speed now was really fast. For example, I have deals right now that are projected to be in the seven-figure profit range per deal. One deal is a new construction flip where my land cost was $1 million and my cost to build the new home is $1.5 million, but my projected sale price is $4.5 million. That's a $2 million gross profit spread. Now, if you think that's brilliant, leave a comment and say, Jerry, you are a flipping genius. In all seriousness, how did I go from $3,000 wholesale deals in Detroit to a $2 million profit deal today? 16 years of applying the law of momentum. That's how. Why is it so hard to get started investing in real estate? Two reasons. One, it takes time, energy, and effort to pay the price by sacrificing now for the thing you want more later. And two, you have to be willing to move slowly at first in order to reach the top of the hill so that you can really go fast down the hill. Understanding that allows you to create realistic expectations. Make no mistake, you cannot build a six-figure or seven-figure annual profit business investing in real estate without embracing the law of sacrifice and the law of momentum. But having said that, I can't express enough the power of training and the power of mentorship. The right training and the right mentor can shorten the learning curve, hold you accountable, and help you avoid unnecessary setbacks, and really help you get that boulder to the top of your hill faster than you could by yourself. It's like the mentor is at the top of the hill and sends a rope down to you to tie around your boulder, and then he's helping you pull your boulder while you're pushing it. So, if you'd like my help to get your boulder to the top of your hill so that you can go faster, go to fasttrackwithjerry.com to learn about my mentor and partner program. Finally, one of the things that has really helped me stay motivated over the years and keep my eye on the prize is to really visualize what I want my ideal life to be like. So for fun and to create a vision for yourself, check out a video where I tour my 11,000 square foot mansion. And if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to my channel with over 525 videos. This is the number one channel on YouTube for all things wholesaling and flipping. And I'll see you on the next video.